All right, so looks like you're ready to, swap out that couch for some sand dunes
Yeah.
and dive into this whole world of Saudi Arabia.
That's right.
And a smart move, grabbing all this info on Ivesis.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, there's so much, right? From ancient tombs to those futuristic cities we've all been seeing popping up online, there's a ton to explore.
Absolutely.
First,
Yeah,
visas.
visas are key, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how much easier it is now to get into Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Not that long ago, getting a tourist visa, it was a
Yeah.
real hurdle.
Yeah.
But with this new visa system, it's a breeze for travelers from over 50 nations,
Yeah.
including yours.
Exactly. So no more embassy visits or weeks of nail biting, waiting for that visa.
Right.
You can apply from anywhere you've got an internet connection.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. And it's great you grab some screenshots of the actual application process, which is surprisingly straightforward. Yeah, it really
So
is.
let's get you prepped to apply for this visa and get that trip,
Rolling.
apparently.
Before we jump into the steps, though, I think it's helpful to really just kind of understand
Yeah.
what an Evisa even is, right?
Okay.
Think of it like a regular visa,
Yeah.
but entirely digital. It's
Yeah.
basically a travel document, right? That gives you permission to enter Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
But the whole process, the whole thing, happens online.
Okay, so no more waiting in line at embassies,
Right.
dealing with
No
paperwork.
more paper, no more lines.
That sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, exactly.
But before we jump into the application itself, how can someone be sure they're actually even, eligible for this visa?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
You're in luck.
Okay.
Over 50 countries are eligible,
Okay.
and you've got the list right here.
Yeah.
It includes places like the United States, Canada, most of Europe, Australia.
Wow. Even China. But, it's always best to double check because
Right.
eligibility can change.
Got it. So always good to confirm. So let's say you've checked the list.
Okay.
You're good to go.
You're eligible.
What's next?
Now comes the fun part, applying.
Right.
And the process is, it's really user-friendly, I gotta say.
Okay.
You start by filling out an online application form, which will ask for, the usual information.
Yeah.
Your name, address, passport details, travel dates, and the purpose of your visit.
Got it.
Pretty standard stuff.
Yeah, and I see you've got screenshots here from Ivesa to SaudiArabia.com.
Yeah.
Looks like you've been doing your homework.
Little bit of research never hurt,
Not hurt, it's never hurts.
And it's great because, those screenshots really highlight how clear and simple the application is.
Oh, okay.
And they even point out some of the common mistakes that people make,
Ah, good.
which can lead to
Oh,
rejections,
yeah, like what?
like using the wrong photo format.
The dreaded passport photo.
Tell me about
I
it.
think everyone has a story about a bad passport photo.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So after you've tackled the application form, what's next in this visa process?
Well, once you've filled out that form,
Yeah.
you're going to need to upload the necessary documents,
Okay.
which usually includes a scan of your passport's information page
Right.
and a recent passport style photo. And
Yeah.
speaking of those photos, they're very specific about what they want.
Oh, really?
You need a plain white background, no glasses, no headwear, and it's got to meet certain size requirements,
It makes you wonder if they have a whole gallery
I'm like, sure they do.
of rejected visa photos.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe someone tried to sneak in a selfie from their last vacation.
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right, so no funny business with the photos.
No.
What happens after you've uploaded everything?
Well, then comes the final step payment. You
Okay.
can usually use a credit card, debit card, or even PayPal.
Easy.
And here's a bonus. The visa fee
Yeah.
actually includes medical insurance.
Wait, so you're telling me that by paying the visa fee, I'm also getting medical coverage?
You got it.
What's the catch?
No catch.
Okay.
It's a fantastic perk, really, and it
Okay.
covers you for up to SAR 100,000
Wow.
for medical emergencies.
Okay, that's great.
It's peace of mind, right?
Yes.
Especially when you're in a new country.
Absolutely.
And speaking of fees,
Yeah.
you have a few options when it comes to processing times.
Right. So how fast do you want to get that golden ticket, so to speak, to
Exactly.
Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
And you've got a screenshot of the fee calculator right here. And it looks like there's standard processing, which takes a few business days.
Right.
And then there's rush and super rush if you're in a hurry.
If you're really in a pinch.
But of course, those faster options come
Yeah.
with a slightly higher fee.
That's how it works.
Right.
So it really all comes down to how much time you have before your trip and what your, you know, budget allows.
Yeah.
But even if you choose, you know, the super rush option, remember, it's still subject to approval.
Right.
So applying early is always the best strategy.
Okay. So apply early. Double check your application.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that passport photo is on point.
Yeah.
Now you've filled out the form.
Yeah.
You've uploaded your documents. You pay the fee.
You're all set.
What happens next?
Now you wait.
For that magical email.
That golden email.
Containing your...
Your approved visa.
Approved visa. Fingers crossed.
Okay. So while we wait for that email.
Yeah.
Let's move on and talk about...
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So while you're waiting for that email, you know, let's talk about some of the reasons why applications get rejected.
It's usually pretty simple things, you know, like your passport not having enough validity, left typos on the application, or you guessed it.
Oh, no.
Those tricky photo requirements.
Those photos, yeah.
So
got it. So triple check everything.
Yeah.
Before hitting that submit button.
Absolutely.
Yeah, makes sense. I'm all about avoiding any unnecessary stress, especially when it comes to travel.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of avoiding stress, you know, one of the best things about this visa is that it includes medical insurance, which covers you for up to SAR 100,000 for emergencies.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that takes a huge weight off your shoulders, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you're exploring a new country.
Yeah, that's a great point. I remember, like, my first trip abroad, I was so worried about getting sick or having an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, knowing that I have that safety net would have made a huge difference.
Absolutely. It allows you to just focus on the excitement of the trip.
Right.
Without worrying about, you know, what if.
Yeah.
And speaking of exciting, let's talk about the different types of visas available.
Okay. So it's not one size fits all.
Nope.
What are the options?
Well, the most common one is the tourist visa,
okay.
Which is, you know, perfect for tourists.
Right.
It's valid for a whole year.
Wow.
And you can enter and exit Saudi Arabia multiple times within that year.
Got it.
And each visit can last up to 90 days.
Okay. So plenty of time to explore all those ancient sites and futuristic cities.
Right.
And stunning landscapes.
Yeah, you got it.
But what if someone isn't just there for sightseeing?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
That's where the business visa comes in.
Okay.
This one's for folks attending meetings, conferences,
yeah.
or exploring business opportunities in Saudi Arabia.
Mm.
And it also has a validity of 1 year with multiple entries and allows stays up to 90 days per visit.
So whether you're sealing a deal in a skyscraper or you know, exploring ancient ruins, there's an visa for that.
Exactly.
Are there any other types of visas that we should know about?
Yes. There's also the Umrah visa.
Okay.
And this one allows Muslims to perform Umrah.
Okay.
Which is a pilgrimage to Mecca.
Yeah.
Outside of the main Hajj season.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
It must be incredibly convenient.
It is fit.
For pilgrims to be able to apply for this online.
Yeah. It really streamlines the process and makes this spiritual journey much more accessible, you know, for people worldwide.
So great.
So, yeah, you've got options, whether you're a tourist, a business traveler, or a pilgrim.
Yeah. This holy visa system is quite versatile.
It is. It is.
Okay. So let's say someone's e-visa has arrived in their inbox.
All right.
Congratulations. They've packed their bags.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to embark on their Saudi Arabian adventure.
Yeah.
What should they do once they land?
Well, first things first.
Yeah.
They're going to need to present their printed visa.
Okay.
Along with their passport at immigration.
Right.
the officials will scan the document, verify their information, and if everything checks out, they'll get that satisfying stamp in their passport.
I love that stamp.
Oh, it's the best feeling.
Yeah.
Granting them entry into the kingdom.
Oh, that's always such a good feeling.
Yeah.
All right. So they've cleared immigration.
Okay.
Got their luggage.
Yeah.
They're officially on Saudi soil.
They're there.
What's next?
Well.
Any essential tips for navigating those first few hours in a new country?
You know, it's highly recommended to download and register on the Tawadol Kalna app. It's the official Saudi contact tracing app, initially used for COVID-19, but it's evolved into this multi-purpose
Oh,
tool.
interesting.
You can use it for accessing government services, showing proof of vaccination, even for things like booking taxis.
Wow, so it's like a digital Swiss Army knife
Yeah, pretty much so.
for life in Saudi Arabia.
Exactly.
That's a great tip.
Yeah.
Okay, so app downloaded, ready to explore.
Right.
But before we get to, all the fun stuff,
Yeah.
are there any cultural norms or customs that travelers should be aware of?
Yeah, absolutely. While Saudi Arabia is rapidly modernizing, it's still, important to be mindful of their cultural values and traditions. For example, modest dress is important, especially for women, although the rules have relaxed recently. Women are no longer required to wear a hijab or abaya.
So while modesty is key, there's more flexibility than before.
There is.
Okay, that's good to know. What else should travelers kind of keep in mind when it comes to etiquette?
Well, public displays of affection are a definite no-no.
Okay.
Alcohol is also strictly prohibited throughout the country, and it's wise to be, cautious when it comes to photography.
Okay.
Avoid taking pictures of government buildings,
Right.
military installations, or anything that might be deemed sensitive.
Got it. So no PDA, no party favors, and be mindful of what you're snapping with your camera.
Exactly.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about getting around.
Okay.
What are the transportation options like in Saudi Arabia?
Well, Saudi Arabia has a pretty good transportation network, I gotta say. You've got domestic flights, trains, buses, and taxis readily available. Rental cars are also an option, but driving can be a bit challenging just due to traffic and unfamiliar road conditions.
So if you're comfortable behind the wheel and you want the freedom to kind of explore at your own pace,
Yeah.
renting a car could be a good choice.
It could be.
But for those who prefer to sit back and relax, domestic flights,
Yeah.
trains, or even, organized tours might be a better option.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the more local experiences. Hopping on a bus or taking a taxi can really give you a glimpse into everyday life and a chance to interact with
I
locals,
love that.
even if there's, a bit of a language barrier.
Yeah, that's always a fun way to immerse yourself in the
Boy,
culture.
it is.
Speaking of language, is English widely spoken in Saudi Arabia?
While Arabic is the official language, you'll find that English is pretty common, especially in major cities and tourist areas. You'll see English signage in most places, and many people in the tourism industry can speak at least basic English.
Okay, so even if you don't speak Arabic, you should be able to get by with English.
Should be okay.
Especially if you got those essential phrases
Yeah.
down.
A few key phrases
Yeah.
go a long way.
Absolutely. No, I can't let you go without asking about the money matters.
Of course.
What's the currency situation like?
Well, the official currency is the Saudi rial, abbreviated as SAR. You can exchange currency at banks, airports, and hotels, but it's always a good idea to have some local currency on hand when you arrive.
Good to know. And what about credit cards? Are they widely accepted?
Credit cards are becoming more common,
Okay.
particularly in cities and tourist spots. But it's still wise to carry some cash, especially if you're venturing off the beaten path.
So a mix of cash and cards
Yeah.
is the way to go.
That's always a safe bet.
Now, before we get into, the must-see sights and sounds of Saudi Arabia,
Yeah.
let's talk about a practical
All right.
and slightly less glamorous topic.
Right, safety first, right. So generally, Saudi Arabia is considered safe for tourists, with a low crime rate.
That's good.
However, as with traveling anywhere, it's important to take common sense precautions. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't wander alone in deserted areas at night. And avoid flashing expensive jewelry or large sums of cash.
So just those same basic safety tips that apply anywhere in the
Common
world.
sense goes a long way.
Are there any specific safety concerns for for women traveling in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
You know, while solo female travel is now allowed and encouraged,
right,
it's always smart to be cautious and avoid unnecessary risks. Sticking to well-lit and populated areas.
Okay.
Especially at night is a good rule of thumb.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've covered safety, money, transportation.
We're getting there.
Even bit about cultural etiquette.
Yeah.
Now let's get to, you know, the heart of why you're taking this trip.
Yeah.
What to actually see and do in Saudi Arabia.
All right, let's dive in.
What's it like to be there?
That's the part that's, you know,
yeah,
hard to capture in words. Mm-hmm. But from everything I've, you know, read and seen,
yeah,
Saudi Arabia offers this really unique blend of warmth, tradition, mm-hmm. and this fascinating mix of the ancient and the modern.
So imagine like sipping traditional Arabic coffee with locals,
right,
exploring these vibrant souks,
yeah,
overflowing with colorful textiles,
beautiful
aromatic spices,
yeah,
and standing in awe of those incredible architectural masterpieces, the mosques.
It's a sensory overload in the best way possible.
Wow, it sounds like a sensory feast.
It is.
And the Saudi people, you know, what are they like?
You know, they're known for their hospitality and generosity.
They're incredibly proud of their culture and heritage.
Yeah.
And eager to share it with visitors.
That's always such a rewarding part of travel.
Yeah.
Those authentic connections with people from different cultures.
Absolutely.
Now I know we touched on this briefly, yeah, but I wanna circle back to the language aspect.
Okay.
For someone who doesn't speak Arabic,
mm-hmm.
is communication gonna be a major barrier?
You know, it's a valid concern, but
yeah,
while Arabic is the official language, mm-hmm. you'll find that English is quite common,
okay,
especially in the cities and tourist areas.
Okay.
You know, many people in the tourism industry can communicate in English.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll likely see English signage in most places.
Okay. That's reassuring.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, learning a few basic Arabic phrases is always a good idea.
Sure.
But it sounds like English will get you pretty far. Yeah, you'll be able to navigate for
yeah.
sure.
So you've got your e-visa, you've got your passport,
yes,
you've got a few Arabic phrases under your belt, and a sense of adventure.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Anything else travelers need before they jet off to this incredible country?
You know, the most important thing to remember, I think, is that travel is about more than just checking things off a list.
Right.
It's about opening yourself up to new experiences,
yeah,
challenging your perceptions, and creating memories that will last a lifetime.
Yeah, it's about embracing those unexpected moments,
right?
The cultural exchanges,
yeah,
the serendipitous encounters that you can't plan for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and with its blend of you know, ancient history, rich culture, stunning landscapes,
it's got it all.
And this, you know, this push towards the future, Saudi Arabia offers a truly unique,
yeah,
and unforgettable experience.
It does.
So go forth, explore,
discover,
discover, yeah, and most importantly, have an incredible journey.
Safe travels.